back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Philadelphia, and once again, the cyber ninja type crowd wants to interfere with Philadelphia's voting machines. Here's what's happening. You know that in Arizona, Republicans got together and they hired Cyber Ninja. Cyber Ninja is this outfit that has QAnon links with its founder. Also has publicly said they think that the November 3rd election was crooked. And now they're going in to, quote, count the votes, end quote. No security. Voting machines were given to them. And I'll tell you this, said it before, I've got to say it again. It's against the law, against federal law, to turn over voting machines and original presidential ballots to these adventurers that come in, private people. It should only be people who are authorized and certified to do this. In other words, elected people and others. So it was wrong to turn it over. They got a state judge to say they should be turned over. This is a federal matter. It's a federal presidential election. Merrick Garland should have gone in and stopped it. However, he didn't get confirmed in time, in my view. By the time he got in there, he had so many things on his plate, he didn't get around to it. But now in Philadelphia, they're doing the same thing. There's a state senator who's in the Trump cult. And this state senator said he feels that Philadelphia's voting was crooked, and therefore he demands that they turn over all the Philadelphia voting machines to him and his kind, whoever it is he's going to have do this. And they're also doing this, by the way, in other states. They're trying to. First of all, and this is, he says, for a, quote, forensic audit, end quote, without the slightest argument or evidence of anything like it. But basically, how could Joe Biden have gotten so many votes in Philadelphia? So there is something wrong. You know, this attacks democracy. This attacks democracy itself. Those voting machines should not be turned over to him. And if some state judge with Republican sympathy says to do it, Merrick Garland has got to be in federal court and stop it with an injunction. Look, Washington, D.C. is very close to Philadelphia. This is not rocket science. Get in there, show the judge the law that says you can't do it, and shut this down. Stop it. Stop this sickness that's spreading around the Trump cult. Stop this sickness that's infecting our voting machines. But then a development. The city of Philadelphia elections people have said that if these things are turned over, they're going to have to be scrapped later. They can never be used again because you never know what kind of bugs they'll put in them. And it will cost $40 million to replace them. $40 million. The Republican strategy is to wreck voting machines in large urban areas and force cities who are hard up for funds to fund what they do and spend things like $40 million in Philadelphia for new machines for no reason. So I've got a second idea, a backup idea. Let's suppose Merrick Garland does not go in and get an injunction and they turn these over. You know what I do? It's very, very common in federal court and in state courts to demand that people who want something have to post a bond. They have to post a bond. In this case, I'd want a letter of credit, no signature bond. And you say to these characters, all right, we're not going to turn it over. They go to court. Merrick Garland doesn't go in for an injunction, and he better, by the way. But if he doesn't, if I'm the judge, I say, okay. It's going to cost $40 million to replace these machines. I want coin of the realm. You put up a bond, and I want you, if whatever you do with these machines, you're basically buying them. Guy will say, okay, I'll give you a signature bond. No, you're not giving me a signature bond. First of all, what are you, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, $40 million you got lying around in the old weasel sack? No, you're not doing that. Plus, you're a crook, and you're not going to pay it anyway. I want cash. I either want the money, $40 million, put in the city's account in escrow in escrow only can be released by the judge's signature or a letter of credit. And a letter of credit is a letter from a bank that says we, the bank, will pay it. And they only give letters of credit to people who put that amount in an account with the bank. That's how that's handled. Unless you're Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or somebody or Warren Buffett, and they know you're good for it. A letter of credit. So all of these adventurers, lowlifes, fellow travelers and running dogs of Trump come stumbling in. A guy from either Georgia or Virginia comes stumbling in. And Georgia. And he wants to recount the votes there. Just a guy. And then he goes on Craigslist advertising. Does anybody know how to count votes? Really? They're going to turn the stuff over to him? I don't think so. Merrick Garland has got to shut it down. All he's got to do is tell the U.S. attorneys to shut it down. He doesn't have to shut it down himself. They work for him. But here is the fail-safe backup. All right, guys, put up 40 million bones. 40 million large, right on the barrelhead. And go ahead and good luck. None of them will be able to come up with it. If one of them does come up with it, because the Koch brother or somebody else gives it to them, they still shouldn't have these machines. Garland should shut it down. But if he doesn't, at least their strategy of crippling the budgets of large cities, which is the sneaky thing they're doing here, would be stopped. And that message has got to get out to these characters. It's got to get out to these characters. We have another circumstance with Social Security, different from the Philadelphia matter. Trump appointed a guy, Social Security director, named Andrew Saul, S-A-U-L, donor to the Republican Party, who publicly says he doesn't like Social Security. He thinks it should be cut. Benefit should be cut. Andrew Saul does not support himself with Social Security payments. Maybe he gets them. I don't know his age. He probably does. But he hasn't missed many meals. Let me put it that way. Man has a lot of dough. Biden comes in and says, I'd like your resignation. I'm going to put in my team. We're pro-Social Security. Saul goes, no, I'm not leaving. Biden said, okay, you're fired. Joe fired him, exactly what he should have done. Saul said, I'm not leaving. Now, Saul has been working remotely. So what Biden does is he has his people cut the guy off from all of the computer and communications linked with Social Security. Guy goes, hey, I can't do my job if I don't have access to the computer. And the response is, duh, right, that's right, because you don't have a job anymore. And there are orders. If he shows up at the Social Security headquarters, he has no more rights than the average tourist. If he has to go in and admire the architecture of the building, fine. The minute he goes in a restricted area, he should be arrested for trespass. I don't care if he goes in a suit and tie. There should be one guy on each wrist and one guy on each ankle, and they carry him gently out to the curb. And they perp walk him. So if the TV cameras aren't there, take him in the back of the building and carry him around again. So he's perp walked in front of the TV cameras. Gently, he's not hurt. You don't want that. And then he is lain gently on the sidewalk or on the grass and told, you're not wanted. What does it take for these guys? You know, you get this character in the DNR here in Wisconsin. His term expired in May. The guy still hangs on. And the Republican Party won't confirm his successor. So they think they can weasel him in there and get forever chemicals in your drinking water. You know, I don't know. Are there people out there? I know you are, who are Republicans or independents who think that there's something wrong with this, something elementarily wrong with this. And if you think this isn't going to happen to you at some point, also wrong, you're mistaken. So here you have Andrew Saul, Social Security director, bad news, anti-Social Security, thinks that benefits should be reduced. Republican Party opposed Social Security when it was enacted by Franklin Roosevelt in 1935. They said it was socialism. Then they said in the next election in 1936, let us improve it. And Franklin Roosevelt said, oh, yes. Oh, they want to improve it. All right. They want to improve it. Vote for them and they'll improve it. Who tried to knife it a year ago. Every presidential election, a Republican says he wants to improve Social Security. And every presidential election, the Republican is not telling the truth. And what he wants to do is knife it and get his paws on the money. That is why they are trying to set up a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the Constitution, wrongfully, but they have 30 out of 34 states that have gone along with it. They would then meet at Mar-a-Lago or the Bellagio or someplace in Vegas with lobbyists, and they'd all say, well, we're smarter than Alexander Hamilton and James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin and John Jay, George Washington was smarter than all those guys. Balanced budget amendment. What that means is we're out of balance each year, so you got to get rid of Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So if you vote Republican, they are after your pension. They are after your Social Security money. And if you're in a private company, you have venture capitalists come in, they strip it down. The first thing they go after is pensions. And if there's a white-collar pension and a blue-collar pension, in other words, for people on the factory floor and the management, they go after the blue-collar pension first. That happened in Milwaukee. 40 years ago, that happened in Milwaukee. Big company went under, and they went after the blue-collar pension. You like your pension? You like Social Security? You like not to eat cat food and, live with one of your kids or something? If you vote Republican, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And Andrew Saul, Biden's been around. Biden did not fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. And Biden said, I'm putting my own guy in. Saul said, no, you're not. And Biden said, watch me. And then Saul is complaining. He's not hooked up to computers. Oh, that's very sad. And if he tries to go down there and trespass, they should carry him to the curb and then they arrest him for trespassing. All right. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.